Hey there, friend. Welcome to Online Courses Made Easy. I'm your host, Robin Kent, and I am thrilled you are here with me. Do you find yourself with a head full of course ideas and content only to feel overwhelmed when it's time to transform that knowledge into a profitable online course, navigate the course technology, and craft a clear launch strategy? No worries, because this podcast is designed just for you. I'll guide you in mastering the art of organizing and delivering your course content for student success, creating launch strategies that draw in your dream students, and setting up systems that make learning a breeze. So go grab your favorite cup of coffee and let's dive in and simplify the world of online courses. Hey, friend. Okay, I have a question for you. When was the last time that you worked on your business? Not in your business, but when was the last time that you worked on your business? So let's first clarify and make sure we're talking about the same thing before you answer that question. So when you're working in your business, you are working with your clients, you are taking care of replying to emails, you are attending coaching calls, you are answering their questions. You're working with your clients. You're working with your students. That is working in your business. But I have a feeling if you were listening to this podcast, then you want to scale your business. And to scale your business, you have to work on your business. Okay. You're probably thinking, but Robin, I barely have time to work in my business. Like, I am just trying to balance everything. I'm trying to figure things out. Maybe I am just so loaded with one-to-one clients. I am so loaded with all of these different things that it's so hard to work on my business. But this is another thing that I know about you if you're here, is that you want to still scale your business with even less time in your schedule. So you want to scale your business so that you can serve more, but not work 80 hours a week. You know, it's like you want to serve 50 people a month instead of 3 people a month, because that's all you have time for. What I'm going to break down today is 3 strategies for you to put in place to start working on your business so you can get to that point of being able to actually scale and to actually grow. All right, because I want this for you, because I know that's what you want, and I do too. I totally understand. Okay, so, and these are things that I am having to be reminded of to put in place myself. So we're going to hold each other accountable on this, and especially if you're a solopreneur and you don't have a team and you're having to stay accountable for yourself, then you better tune in and listen in and start putting these into practice, okay? Number one is that you have to schedule time for strategy. You're like going, but strategy, that like strategy in what? You had to figure out what that what is. Is this strategy in creating a marketing plan? Is this strategy in taking a look at your email marketing strategy? Maybe your social media strategy. You have to schedule in blocks of time to actually work on this to scale your business. Whatever piece that you find that you're focusing on and is driving your revenue forward. Okay. For me, my podcast is my main funnel. I love my podcast. That is my main focus of funneling people into my business, is by actually you learning from me, hearing from me, connecting with me on the podcast. So my primary focus is going to be, how can I level up on my podcast? How can I level up on connecting and understanding maybe what my clients need and what type of support they need at the podcast level, so that I can funnel them in and support them even better in a one-on-one coaching style? All right. So what could that look like? You're scheduling time for strategy. This could be every Monday at noon, you're going to block off an hour right after you eat lunch, you get your second cup of coffee, and you block off an hour and you focus on what you're going to do for the week, what email you're going to write, maybe what podcast you're going to write, maybe what social media prompts are you going to do. If you have a Facebook group, maybe you're going to map out what your actual posts are in your Facebook group. You're going to do this, maybe even if it's 30 minutes, maybe it's 30 minutes, maybe it's not even a full hour. Maybe you get an hour for lunch and you take 20 or 30 minutes to eat and 30 minutes to work on your other stuff. I totally get this, that it is limited time and limited brain space. Okay. Or that is on a weekly situation. Maybe you want to sit down once a month on a Saturday and you're going to actually map out whatever that strategy looks like for you. Maybe you want to set up a promotion for the next month and you want to start mapping out what is your email plan? What are you going to do there? Mapping out what social media are you going to do along with that? Or possibly even what podcast episodes you're going to record if you're a podcaster as well, maybe a YouTuber. So you can do it a month at a time and set aside maybe Saturday morning before everybody else gets up. I don't know. That's another prime time for me to work on my business because during the week, I'm usually working in my business. That is one of the excellent ways to tackle it. Also, number two, other than setting time aside, is you want to set clear goals. You want to set clear goals of what are you aiming for? Because if we have a clear goal, then we know if we achieved it or not. And if we achieve it, then we're like, okay, we're making progress. We're moving forward. But if we don't set the goal, we're going to continually feel like we're not getting anywhere. So if you set that goal, then you know where you're headed. This goal could be that you're going to make 2 posts, 3 posts a week so that you can connect with your people on social media. Maybe this is that you're going to write an email a week. This is your goal. So, or this could be, I'm going to start podcasting and I need to know what to do. So I'm going to put pieces in place so I can start working towards that. Or one of my favorites that my clients do is they're like, I want to build a course. I want to build a course. And so sometimes their brains jump to the big things like, Their goal is, oh my gosh, I have to figure out what platform am I going to use? Oh my goodness, I have to figure out what the tech is. No, wait, hold on, freeze, back up. Your first thing that you should set if you're going to build a course is, first of all, decide what the course is going to be about. And who are you going to serve in that course? You have to identify those pieces. You can actually check out my episode 72 and go check out the first 3 things to start setting up your curriculum, because that is exactly where you need to go start, is mapping out who you're talking to and mapping out what you're saying in your course, if that is the goal that you're going to set for yourself. So go check out episode 72 so that you can know where to go in setting that goal. And lastly, the last thing that you, so you can get moving forward and actually work on your business, is that you can grab an accountability partner. You can grab someone that you can do business with. They do not have to do the exact same business as you. They do not have to be, if you are a podcast manager, they do not have to be a podcast manager for you to buddy up with someone and actually move forward, so that you can hold each other accountable, especially if you are both solopreneurs. Then that is probably the main best thing to actually have in common, because they understand that working for yourself can be challenging, and that brings a whole new level of responsibilities and tasks and things like that. But partner up with someone. After you have created time for strategy, you've set your clear goals, then buddy up with someone so that you can have a partner to move forward, so that you can check in back and forth with them, so that they can be like, okay, so did you actually complete this task? Okay, so how are you doing on actually creating the course that you've been talking about for months and maybe a year? You know, maybe they're like, hey, what did you write in your email marketing campaign? Because I'm writing my email next week. These are the things that you can do with your accountability partner. And if you need one, if you can't find one, please reach out to me, because this is one of the things that I do with my clients, is that some of my clients have reached out to me and going, I need accountability. Like, I have a concept. I know how to break out the curriculum, but I do have some different questions along the way, and I just need someone to brainstorm it with. I do this exact thing with some of my clients because that's what they need. This is what they need to move forward. They just need that reassurance. They need that other person who understands where they are coming from. Like, some of my clients don't even do the same thing as me, but they are entrepreneurs. Maybe they're dog trainers. Maybe they are teaching people how to grow plants. Maybe they are teaching others about church finances. The thing we have in common is that we are solopreneurs, typically. Sometimes we each have a team that we have different people working on different things, but we do primarily everything in our business, and they just have not had the same experience or the same knowledge that I have for course creation. And so I'm able to hold them accountable and guide them down the right path. I just want you, if you are struggling today and you're like going, I don't have time to work on my business, but I want to scale my business, I challenge you to do these three things, to start tackling these three things and start creating time, whatever that time looks like. Whatever that time looks like, whether it's small, whether it's a bigger chunk of time, start putting in there, because you have to start somewhere to get moving forward. And then set clear goals. What are you going to tackle? What are you going to work towards for this? Week, for the month, for the quarter, by the next year? What are you going to work on? Make sure you set clear goals. And lastly, make sure that you reach out and find yourself an accountability person so that you can do check-ins and you can actually, you know, celebrate with that person, maybe brainstorm with that person, and just to actually get your business scaled for this year in 2024. We are just now entering quarter two, and I want to see you shining and celebrating and all the things by the time quarter three comes. So go set those goals, go set that time aside, and make sure to let me know what you're working on. All right. I hope you found this so helpful. And also, feel free, come on over to our Facebook group, Online Courses Made Easy, and come over there and celebrate with us. Come over there and meet other course creators that are on the same path that you and I are on, of building courses and serving more to scale our business. So, all right, I cannot wait to hear from you. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will be talking to you soon, my friend. Hey friend, thanks so much for listening to the Online Courses Made Easy podcast today. I sure hope it helped get your wheels turning in believing that you too can create a profitable online course. If you ever have any questions or want to dig deeper into navigating your course creation journey, then make sure to come join me and other course creators over in the community on Facebook, where we are all on the same journey of building that online course to grow our business and have more time freedom with our families. Go to robinkent.com/community so that you can build, launch, and deliver the online course you can't stop thinking about. Can't wait to see you in the next episode. Have a great week.